We should start thinking about SunSmart and starting to think about ways that we can protect ourselves in the hot months ahead.
Absolutely, Martin, and hasn't it come around really quickly, I have to say?
Yes. So,
certainly in those winter months we spend a lot more time inside, and you know, we talk about trying to balance that vitamin D, of course, and getting enough vitamin D in our bodies to look after ourselves as well. So coming up to summer, it's certainly a very good time to start thinking about what we need to do to get our headspace again in actually, you know, slip, slop, slapping, seeking and sliding, of course, and putting on that sunscreen. So it's going to be here before we know it, hopefully.
Often, you know, in my past experience, when I work with the Cancer Council and as a volunteer, I know you see people putting sunscreen on their kids and don't put any on themselves, make sure the kids are wearing hats, don't get themselves in the shade. It's really for the whole family, isn't it? It's not just for the kids.
Absolutely, no. Look, and you know, all the effects of sunburn, of course, hit us later in life at our age, you know, so it's really important that we all make sure that we're well protected, and it doesn't matter whether you've got dark skin or fair skin. Obviously, if you've got fair skin, you're more susceptible, but it's really important to make sure that you put on sunscreen, and certainly, you know, not just a little bit, be very liberal with the sunscreen. It's very important that you are well covered and that you do it, you know, about 30 minutes before you go out and every 2 hours. So putting on once is not quite good enough. You need to ensure that you are quite good at in remembering to keep putting it on.
The National Sunscreen Protection Survey was conducted by the Cancer Council a couple of years ago, and what it showed is that, out of the 7,000 Australians who were interviewed, which is, you know, it's not a small 500 sample survey type thing like you do with some things, but 7,000 people is a lot, including 1,000-odd 12 to 17-year-olds, and what it found was that up to 60% of them are spending a lot of time in the sun.
It's surprising, isn't it? And look, as a country, I suppose we seem to promote those aspects of being outside, and there's nothing wrong with that, of course, but we just want to make sure that people protect themselves when they go out there. You know, we want people to wear a hat, of course. We want people to ensure that if the shade's in the shade. But we all like being outdoors, but it's really important to put on that sunblock. It's, you know, I don't know about anyone else, but I seem to have one in my bag and one in my car and three around the house, and they all go missing at times,
like
I can
that,
tell you.
I'm like
but
that.
It's got to be a really good habit that we all just get ourselves into, Martin. You're absolutely right. It's not just for children, it's for all of us.
I'm like that with my sunglasses. I've got about six pairs placed strategically in motor vehicles and jackets and things like that. And what one of the things that the survey showed also was that some people are willing to, or they want to be sun smart, but what they're finding is that some of the places they go, public facilities and things like that, there's no shade available. So it's probably you know, a timely reminder to councils and schools and whoever that they need to start thinking about that sort of thing.
Absolutely, and that's where these shade grants, which have been raised through FPOS grants, you know, are being really a great asset to some of the schools. I think we all grew up in schools where probably there was the odd tree, let alone a shade area. So, you know, it's really important. Of course, it's not just it's around protecting ourselves from the sun, but also it's amazing how much less heat is there for you as well. So, you know, you don't want to get dehydrated, so why wouldn't you be sitting in a little bit of shade at times just to keep your body temperature at the correct levels?
Absolutely. Now, there's 45 schools around Australia that have been granted these shade grants. Is there going to be a second round of grants? And if so, how do people apply, or how do schools apply?
I think this is the only grant for this year that I'm aware of, Martin. They did it last year when there was actually a competition, and it was so popular that they decided that they would do it again this year. So I don't believe at this stage there will be any more grants available, but I suspect that it'll be something that'll be ongoing. So we would encourage all schools to make sure that they're aware of the grant program and put themselves forward for 2017.
Yeah, absolutely. And if they're not sure about what the process is or how it goes about, you can always contact the Cancer Council and you guys will point them in the right direction,
absolutely,
I'm sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. No, it's really important for us to make sure that we can make sure our young people are sun smart. And I know at the moment around Tasmania we've accredited something like nearly 90%, I think, of all primary schools to be sun smart, and about 100% of all the after-hours childcare facilities. So, you know, we're sort of getting there in that younger space. It's the teenage space that we still need to work on, but we'll get there.
Yeah, and we're also, you know, when the kids get past a certain age, we've got to encourage them to stay sun smart. You know, they may, you know, well, I mean, they've got a rule now, if you don't put your hat on, you can't go outside and play, but they get to a point in life where they say, well, I'm going to go out anyway. So we need to encourage them to not only be sun smart, but to remain sun smart as adolescents and young adults.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's not always easy. We've all been through those teenage years and we've all succumbed to peer pressure at time. But, you know, it only takes one person to start that ball rolling, and we'd really encourage young people to consider that. But there's nothing worse than seeing sunburn. And I'm certainly a dedicated supporter of sunburn, of sunscreen, I should say, after many years of lying on Coles Beach, Martin. So you just don't do it. You know, you learn the hard way. So
well, we do.
I encourage people, please don't do it. Be sun smart.
Well, there shouldn't be an excuse because of we didn't know when we were younger, but the next generation coming through do, you know, and hopefully in 10 or 20 years our incidence of melanoma and other skin cancers will be down to almost zero.
Well, let's hope so, Martin. They're still pretty high at the moment. I mean, it's still sort of, I think it's third amongst females and fourth among males in Tasmania.
But yeah.
It's also those non-melanoma skin cancers that we need to be concerned about. You know, they may not ultimately lead to mortality, but actually, you know, some of the scarring, some of the disfiguration that can occur because of a non-melanoma skin cancer, you know, can be quite devastating as well. So...
I think anyone that follows football, you know, high-profile cases like Jared Roughead sort of brings it home to a lot of people, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Like, you know, there was a young man, I'm sure, well-protected, but at a young age, you know, he has a melanoma and going through hopefully some very positive treatments, but... You know, how lucky he was that it was picked up, and let's hope that he has a successful treatment outcome.
Yep, for sure. Penny, thanks for your time as always today, and if any schools are interested in applying for those grants in 2017, as I said, if you're in any doubt how to go about it, contact the Cancer Council and hopefully we can see some of those SHADE grants coming up to our end of the state next year.
Absolutely. Thank you, Martin.